The questions so far. Yes. Yeah, Cheryl.
I've followed all of this, but I can't imagine finding a voice.
No. So if you can imagine finding a voice, first of all, you might just listen to the fr really imagine that you're actually listening to the frozen part. And then images, sentences, memories, something might pop up. Assume if something pops up, this might be that part speaking to
I'm
you.
frozen now, just talking to you.
You're frozen now, just talking to me. Fantastic. Good.
Because it was my survival mechanism.
Okay, so is this what would you say is the context that bring forth the frozenness? We're heading into
Well, it's two contexts. It's when I'm around aggression, or when I've done something wrong, which is going to lead to aggression.
Good. So in this situation, how does it connect? Because you're feeling the frozenness now.
Yeah, because this is, this was my childhood.
Okay, so just talking about the frozenness,
Yeah,
you
it's
remember it.
like, oh.
Yeah, okay, good. So the what you just said, right? I might do something wrong, and if I do something wrong, it's gonna lead to aggression.
No, it's I have done something wrong. That's,
You have
yeah.
done something wrong. Do you know what you've done wrong?
Well, I was all, I was a bad, child, you see.
Okay, yes. So you're a bad child who does wrong things and that leads to aggression.
Yeah.
Right? This is the frozenness speaking.
Okay, so if I can just say that, but I don't know what else is, I just think, oh, that's it. I just see how it goes. I mean,
First, you just accept this is the first answer that comes. Maybe other things come, maybe not. The reason I'm asking why it comes now is because when you this is just a hunch. So I might be completely off, right? But we're heading into the exercise. You say, I don't know how to find a voice, right? I don't know how to find a voice. Basically, what you're saying is, I'm not sure I know how to do this exercise.
Well, I just know that I'm just sat here with those horrible feelings.
Yes, but if we're moving into an exercise, you don't know how to do it, and part of you goes like, if I do something wrong, it might be met with aggression, right? It might cause re aggression. Then I can understand why moving into an exercise where you're not really sure how to do it would actually bring up the freeze. Because is this just me fantasizing
Well,
or?
no, because it's so, what you just described is like it's so familiar to me.
Exactly,
The
exactly.
feeling like this was so familiar.
Yeah. So there's expectations that you need to do something, but you're not really sure what it is, and if you don't get it right, you're still gonna
Yeah,
get
no, it'd just
punished.
be interesting, but I just can't imagine finding a voice. But let's just wait and see.
Yeah. Do you understand
Yeah,
what we're
but it's
talking
like
about
I
now
did this
is,
one. Like,
yeah, good.
yeah.
So this frozenness comes with the message, I can't imagine finding a voice.
No, because I just got punished. If I answered back, that was it.
Good. Everything you're saying now is that part speaking.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So it says, I can't find a voice, and if I do find a voice, then it's gonna get punished. And like, it's speaking, it's talking to you. Wonderful.
Okay.
Good. Other questions before we move into this? Rachel?
The freeze response is not the one I'm really kind of connecting with. If you kind of looked at fight, flight, freeze, fawn, I think freeze is the one I'm kind of identifying least.
Yeah.
But that's not saying that I think I don't do it. I'm just not really knowing what the feeling is.
Yeah.
Would procrastination be kind of like a freeze response, kind of?
Yes, I think that that is kind of like a freeze. But for this exercise, go if procrastination feels like something is stuck inside, something is like locked, something is frozen, great. Included.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm curious, what was the fourth F you said? Freeze, flight, fight, and?
Fawn.
What?
Fawn. Where are you kind of trying to appease someone?
How do you spell that?
F-A-W-N.
Fawn?
It's like a baby fawn.
Okay, I never heard it, that word.
It's like when someone, you just kind of like trying to do everything they want you to do and you're trying to please them.
To placate or something.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, a fourth one, fantastic. Good. Saul?
Just to make sure, because I'm now thinking, like, I just want to make sure I'm not just going for the obvious, because I know that the invitation is often to think about what would be less obvious, right? So hearing Rachel talk about procrastination, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So is it really what you're looking for is that kind of that inner sense, which could be in procrastination. It's a sense that, because I can think of quite overt frozen, like, you can be quite shocked or whatever and like kind of held to the spot. But then there is a more sort of subtle sense of something, which could be like indecision,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. Like, would that's not,
yes.
I think of that as still having some movement, but actually I experience it like wading through treacle, they say, that kind of thing. Like, yeah. You can just, the sort of thing that might evoke efforting or something, yes. Right? Where you can, yeah. kind of keep pushing, but you're like, that,
yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. It's okay. Like it is really something stuck, something frozen. Yeah. Many times it feels cold, but the stuckness, the frozenness, the And of course, one of the ways that we deal with it is we just push through it. But the part we're pushing through feels stuck. So there's something else coming in and just go through. But that's something else. We wanna chat with the frozen bits now.
You're saying the response to those various states is often as a response, a strategy, we would try to push through it.
Yes.
That's what you're saying. Exactly. That's not the felt sense itself, but that's often the response to it.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Like what I was talking about before, right, with the layered structure, every single part of our personality structure kind of creates problems. And then we develop other parts of our personality structure to deal with those problems. So the one of the problems with the freeze response is we don't do anything. And then something else might come in, roll up the sleeves and go, right, I'm going to take over here and just ram through some action. But that's a different part of us. And we want to chat with the frozen bits. Good. Let me see, four groups. There we go.